AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Deshaun Watson is going to miss the first 11 games of the NFL season for the Cleveland Browns. That's the suspension settlement reached with the league. The quarterback has been accused by numerous women of sexual misconduct during his time with the Houston Texans. Watson must also pay a $5 million fine. In New York, the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, Alan Weisselberg, pleaded guilty to evading taxes in a deal with prosecutors. It could potentially make him a star witness against the Trump Organization at a trial in the fall. Weisselberg did not answer any reporter questions.
Mr. Weisselberg, how do you feel, sir?
Are you going to testify against Trump?
The judge agreed to sentence Weisselberg to 5 months in New York City's Rikers Island jail complex. The CDC will be offering extra monkeypox vaccine doses for gay pride events. The vast majority of monkeypox cases have been in men who've had sex with men. But health officials stress anyone can get it. Bob Fenton is White House monkeypox response coordinator.
This is important. It's innovative, the way that we will bolster local efforts to meet people where they are and mitigate the spread of monkeypox.
Officials say the virus has been spreading mainly through skin-on-skin contact, but they warn it might also transmit in other ways. The World Health Organization says new coronavirus cases reported globally in the last week dropped by nearly a quarter, while deaths fell by 6%. The Supreme Court in Kentucky ruled the state's near-total abortion ban will remain in effect while it reviews arguments by abortion clinics challenging two state laws. The U.S. government will hold trade talks with Taiwan in a sign of support for the island democracy that China claims as its own territory, prompting Beijing to warn it will take action if necessary to safeguard its sovereignty. China's president criticized the planned talks as a violation of its stance. Taiwan has no right to foreign relations. This is AP News. A family in New Zealand found human remains of two children in suitcases they bought at a storage unit.
The family had bought the household items in an online auction and picked them up last week. Speaking on New Zealand television, TVNZ, at a news conference, Detective Inspector Tofilo Vailua confirmed the bodies found were of young children between the ages of 5 to 10 years old.
Early indications suggest these children may have been deceased for a number of years before being found last week. We also believe these suitcases have been in storage for a number of years.
The detective also emphasized that the buyers of the suitcase had nothing to do with the deaths and had been understandably distressed by their discovery. The homicide investigation is still in its early stages, but Vailua confirmed that it will be rigorous.
This includes establishing where, when, and how.
Police have also contacted Interpol, which may suggest potential suspects are now living abroad. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.